This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And you know, it occurs to me we didn't really discuss much about our objections to the masks and, you know, why it's even a concern at all. Dan, the previous caller, described it as, you know, basically having a sock over your face.
Not to me, it's not.
But
especially been wearing it for the last 3 hours and it's all moist.
It is, but a sock over the face would be pretty bad. I don't see that as some sort of, well, it's not really that bad, dude. It's a sock over your face.
I think it's ridiculous. And by the way, Dan, I do wear masks. You know, to keep particles from getting into my body when I'm drywalling, when I'm up in the attic.
Sure.
I do wear a mask. When I drive a motorcycle, I wear a helmet, and I also wear eye gear. When I drive, I wear my safe belt. So, because those are things I actually am concerned about. This whole argument, and keep in mind, the mask doesn't protect you. It says right there in the box. It's only, what, to prevent you from spitting on somebody. That's all it really is.
Well, the latest research suggests that there is some benefit to the wearer. Some level of protection for the wearer, even though the mask. But I mean, the masks say that they don't do that for the same reason that, you know, a toaster says do not use in the bathtub.
Right.
It's for legal reasons. If somebody was wearing one of these masks and says, yes, this will protect you, and then they get it, then they have a lawsuit. But yes, the initial science, the settled science, was that the mask brought no benefit whatsoever to the wearer and just helped them avoid transmitting it if they happen to have it. But then that changed, and they're like, oh, yeah, we were wrong, by the way. That settled science that we talked about, we were wrong.
And that's why I don't wear a mask, because I think it's lunacy.
I think it's dehumanizing.
And I also think, this is my opinion, but there's a lot of specialists out there who agree with me, that it's unhealthy to wear a mask 24 hours. It's unhealthy to fall asleep with a damn diaper on your face. I'm sorry, it's unhealthy.
I would tend to agree with that. I mean, if I fell asleep with a mask on my face having sleep apnea, I would probably die. That doesn't seem to me a particularly good reason to wear a mask in my house. But that raises the question of, if you fell asleep with your mask on, were you wearing a mask in the safety of your own house?
It sounds like he was.
That's strange to me.
And coming from a conservative? A small government conservative, Dan?
I don't know how that plays into it. But I wear a mask if I have to go into a store that requires me to wear a mask. I mean, I disagreed with Ian on this point. He was always of the mind that, you know, they just have a sign up. That doesn't mean they actually require you to wear a mask. Well, except for the fact that the sign says a mask is required.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to respect their private property. If I can't shop elsewhere, then I will just put on a mask and go in and get what I need and get out.
Correct. I am the same boat. I respect, you know, a third party's private property. If they want to put a stupid sign up, I won't shop there.
Yeah.
I am the same way. I do, because I think we have all been labeled as a bunch of, because something went down like a week before the other big event went down. Something very stupid went down. A lot of people went into a building.
And
I have no association with this whatsoever. A private business, and they went up and down the aisles without masks on, acting like a bunch of buffoons.
They did this at a business that didn't just have a sign up. This was a business that had routinely thrown out customers for not wearing masks.
Correct.
So this place had a reputation for requiring customers to wear a mask. I feel like what they did then was not justified, and it was a violation of the property rights of the owners.
Agreed. And by the way, let me just backtrack a little bit. This organization gets tons of money from the government, so I guess they are a semi-private business.
Presumably.
They get a lot of grants. Is all I'm saying. So maybe there is something to this. You know, it's a semi governmental agency. Actually, I'm talking about the co-op, by the way, people who don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, there was a video, and then there were some sort of letter sent, no trespass orders or something like that. It's like, I can't really even pretend to be upset on your behalf because you knowingly trespassed in violation of their property rules.
Right.
I'm an anarchist. I respect private property rights, and you violated those roundly.
No,
you did so in the name of not wearing a mask at a place that you knew required you to wear a mask.
Right. And there were a lot of people who did not go inside. They stayed outside to let the business know that their actions they took the previous week with one of their customers and her baby was uncalled for. And I agree with that.
I agree with that one
as well. It was nasty how they treated that lady.
I'm not 100% clear on what they did to her.
She took her mask down to talk to her baby, to soothe her crying baby, which, by the way, is kind of important that babies see your face, mothers.
Yes.
Because if they don't, they can't develop. And an employee was giving her a rough time and then started stalking her. And then that's where it all started. And they went, I guess the activists, the mask, anti-mask activists wanted to prove a point.
See, that's the thing, anti-mask activists. I'm not anti-mask. I'm anti-mask mandate. I'm against the government telling people what they can and can't do at all times, even if it's something that I think is probably a good idea.
Right.
I do think it's probably a good idea for people to wear their seatbelts.
It's not a law here in New Hampshire, by the way.
It isn't. And I don't wear my seatbelt if I'm only driving, you know, from here to my house or something like that. But right. If I'm driving up to Concord or to Lancaster, as I will be in a few weeks, no, I'm putting my seatbelt on because I'm going to be going 65 miles per hour. And I drive a convertible, so it doesn't really matter if I wreck and die. If I wreck, I'm going to die, seatbelt or not.
It's just going to scrape your head right off?
I don't know what would happen, but it wouldn't be pleasant.
No, it would not.
But yes, seatbelts are generally a good idea. I don't know if I agree that masks are generally a good idea. Maybe there's no medical downside to wearing a mask, but it's dehumanizing. It disconnects you from the other people around you.
Absolutely.
You can't see their facial expressions, and it's because of that it's a violation of your First Amendment rights to free speech. You have the right to communicate with people non-verbally. The mask prohibits you from doing that. I crack a joke at work. No one knows if I'm joking or not because they can't see my facial expression.
Exactly.
It's a full-on violation of people's First Amendment rights. That's one of the reasons I oppose to it. And I oppose this idea that we should treat everyone around us as though they're plague-carrying rats.
Lepers.
That's a horrific way to treat one another. We should live in love and not fear. Those are my objections to the masks. But, hey, if you want to choose to wear one, that's your right.
You know, there are some cultures that, I'm speaking specifically of Japan, where if they know that they're sick, they wear a mask in public, or they don't go out.
Which is reasonable.
Why couldn't we get that type of guidance? Hey, if you feel sick, don't go to work. Hey, if you're feeling a little snotty, wear a mask. We are suggesting this for the safety and the health of your fellow human being. Why couldn't they just say that? I'm sure plenty of people be like, all right, that makes a lot of sense. I'll wear a mask when I'm sick.
Sounds perfectly reasonable to me.
But that's not the guidance. The guidance is you're all lepers. You're all of you, even the ones who have been vaccinated, even the ones who have already had it, you know, 6 months ago. You're all lepers forever and ever. Amen. Get used to it. This is the new normal.
I saw rumors during the height of the pandemic in China of signs on the subways that said stuff like, everyone you see is a potential ghost lurking to kill you or to take your life or whatever. Horrific ways to treat one another. I would rather risk dying of COVID-19 than to treat every other human being on the planet like a plague-carrying rat.
And you know another thing you do when it comes to propaganda? Especially when you're at war with, say, another country, especially if they're a different skin color, they're another race of people, what do? You characterize their features by dehumanizing them.
Yes.
We talked about this last week with the putting smiles on the POWs.
Yes.
Photoshop smiles. In the reverse, you actually make your opponents look like You take their facial features away from them. You make them look like animals. And you, as the propagandized, learn to hate that person. This is exactly what these masks are, man. That's, you can't see that you're sitting right across the table from another human being. You just see a damn NPC.
And that's been the issue. The Nazis could have never gotten away with the Holocaust. The German people wouldn't have let them if they hadn't spent years dehumanizing the Jews.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free 105 Talk Radio, you control, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind, 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about the masks, the mandates, the silliness, the vaccine, all of that kind of stuff that's going on in the world, because this stupid cold that caused governments to shut down economies across the globe is still ongoing. And look, I get it. A lot of people have died. That's true. A lot of people are going to die this year of various causes, and there's nothing we can do to stop any of it. I don't know why people think that we are so powerful as human beings that we can prevent death from occurring. Now, maybe we can minimize them, but
that is a human that's a human concern. You know, if you can't, the old ways around this was to get in touch with your spiritual side and to believe in an afterlife. That this life is not so meaningless, and that when you do succumb, you get to go somewhere. But there's something that has gone on in our culture where there are no more spiritual people. They're atheists. They don't believe any of this, and so it's a void that has to be filled with something.
That doesn't keep a person from being spiritual. For example, I know that all of this is meaningless. I'm going to die, and that's going to be the
end. You're also a very reasonable, practical person.
I try to be, and that's going to be the end of my existence. But that doesn't mean that none of this matters to me right now. You know, that's the important thing. I don't care that it's not going to matter in a million years that I even existed. I care right now, and it matters to me.
And that's why we're so adamant about living our lives fully and not in fear, because we only get so much time.
And that's where the state religion comes in. You know, you're an atheist as well, right?
I am. I don't even know. I'm a simulationist, actually.
But you don't believe in an afterlife, presumably, or in the classical sense of an afterlife.
I don't not believe in one. I believe in. I am very open minded. I have a lot of interesting ideas on how and what's really going on, and I don't know that any of them are right.
I would understand the Christians out there who are not taking things seriously, or whatever religion that are not taking things seriously, because they do believe in an afterlife. So, hey, this is just a brief window of time, and I'm going to wake up and I'm going to live forever. I understand why they wouldn't care about this, but the people out there who recognize that they're going to die would be the ones that I would expect to actually care to enjoy their lives. But these new atheists, these new liberals, the leftists, the anti-religionists, they have no desire whatsoever to enjoy the current moment.
But I'm thinking
that, because they've been promised Sugarland Candy Mountain by the state.
But they might want to live forever. They might want some precious vaccine that will prolong their lives for another 20 years, and they could just do whatever. They can smoke and joke and get fat, and they can be lazy and not and unhealthy and just live forever. I think that there might be an idea back in the back recesses of their brain where they think that, you know, government, Big Brother could keep them alive forever, and that.
I think you're probably right. I think most people probably operate under this delusion that they're going to live forever. Most people haven't ever actually faced death or their own mortality or ego death or whatever terminology we want to use.
Right.
Most people just operate on the assumption that, you know, I mean, they know somewhere in the back of the mind that they're probably going to die and that's going to be the end of it. But they've never applied that as something that should affect how they live their lives. They don't take that and go, and you know what? Because of that, I actually should make sure I enjoy every single moment of my existence.
Exactly. And, you know, there might be some other issues going on here, too. Not being a part of life, as in nature. Not actually. I, for example, I consider myself an urban farmer. I've been raising, you know, sheep and rabbits, and I do the gardening. And I actually grew up on a cattle farm, a dairy farm. I have seen death everywhere. Everywhere I look, I've seen it. And, you know, I've eaten, you know, the very product that I raise intentionally so that I can eat it. And guess what? You know, people out there in the big cities who think that the meat comes from the store. No. You had to go a little further, and maybe there's a disconnect where you have too many people in this world who haven't experienced what nature is really like. Nature's rough.
Nature is rough.
If you've ever seen,
spent some time watching the Discovery Channel or animal specials or animal documentaries. I mean, it's animals eat other animals alive all the time,
alive, kicking and screaming.
Yes,
and it's rough.
I mean, you got to think about that fly trapped in the spider web. That fly is being slowly digested while alive,
pulled apart. Look at a praying mantis after a good time with the wife.
Isn't biting the head off? He
gets his head eaten off.
Yeah, but that's still kind of quick compared to some of these deaths.
Yes, but still, but that's horrific. Yeah, you just mated with your girl, and she eats you so that she can basically turn you into baby food.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? That's life, people. That's how it works. So maybe.
And then you have the mushroom.
You need to watch more. At least watch more nature shows, people.
You have the parasite that infects the ant and takes control of the ant's brain while its spores eat the ant alive from the inside out. And it's just absolutely horrific.
Absolutely.
How bad nature really is.
I discovered a new wasp in my garden last year. It basically lays its larva in the cabbage moth. It lays its eggs in the caterpillar. The caterpillar goes about its life basically feeding these stupid things, and they eventually eat their way out of him.
That's nature.
Yeah.
People who are aware of that kind of thing.
And by the way, the worm survives it. Stops eating and guards. This is the weirdest thing. It actually, this is evolution for you. This is crazy. This is why I do believe in a creator type. Maybe it's a bunch of aliens sitting around a table, this really is a simulation. But the caterpillar,
I think that's likelier than any sort of supernatural bearded dude going, whoo, magic.
These larvae break their way out of this caterpillar without killing it, and the caterpillar stops what it's doing, stops eating, and guards the larva till it finally succumbs and dies. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I watched it. I watched the whole thing. I got the pictures. It's like Alien.
I mean,
but that's life, people, and maybe we need more of that in our lives to make us appreciate what we have and to stop fearing everything realize that you could die on the way home, right?
Yep.
You could get in a car accident. It's over. Stop living every second like that's going to happen, though.
No, but you should be aware that it could happen, and you should have a good time based on that knowledge. I mean, any one of us could die at any moment. And the most important thing to me to ask is, did you enjoy your life? And these people living in fear, they won't be able to answer that with an honest yes.
Yeah, you know what? The scales, the heavenly scales, were you a good person, a bad person? I don't think it is that at all. I think it's more like, did you live your life? Or were you just a weasel the whole time? Just living under a rock, afraid of everything? Or did you actually live your life?
I don't believe we'll be judged, but if we are to be judged, I hope that that's the metric by which we would be judged. What are your thoughts on all of this? It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects zero Republicans will support President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package. Speaking at an event in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican calling Biden's plan a big grab bag.
So how to pay for the infrastructure bill on our side is we're not going to revisit the 2017 tax bill. We're happy to look for traditional infrastructure pay-fors.
He did say GOP lawmakers are open to a roughly $600 billion bill. President Biden is raising the refugee admissions cap to 62,500 after facing blowback for backing away from that number amid a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border illegally. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates announces on Twitter that he's divorcing his wife, Melinda, after 27 years of marriage. USA Radio News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is preparing for the G7 summit next month.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers in the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau says the White House was not involved with the 2020 census after many Republicans questioned whether President Joe Biden's administration interfered with the results. The Census Bureau telling the Epoc Times no one from the White House or Commerce Department saw the results of the census until they were released to the public. House Republicans concerned because they ended up with lower population counts than what was estimated last year. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and weigh in on any of the stuff we've talked about tonight, or you can change the subject to something else entirely. It's Free Talk Live that you control, after all. So 603-283-6160. And it's only 2 months to go. 2 months to go, Conan, until I have a full, actual, real day off.
And 2 months? Wait. 2 months.
Yes.
It was 2 weeks in the Total Recall, excuse me. 2 weeks.
I've only seen Total Recall once as an adult, and that was...
Classic.
Years ago.
Classic Philip K. Dick, man. He's got some wild ideas. Very good ideas coming out of that dude, R.I.P., of course.
And that day off is going to happen at ForkFest at Rogers Campground. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no one in charge, there's no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground from June the 28th through July the 1st. First, Free Talk Live will be there. I will be pre-recording segments of the show, and you know, we try to get a day or two ahead so that we don't have to work as hard on the last day or whatever. And July the 4th, incidentally, will be the last day. And by then, I'm guaranteed to have gotten ahead enough on the show to actually not have to do any pre-recorded segments. But it's possible. I will also have the 3rd off. But check it out. Not everyone there will be working. Although there will be enough people working there that you can buy food, you can buy trinkets, clothes, other cool stuff. It's an awesome festival. If you get time, come up this summer. Check it out. It's a great place to be, especially on Independence Day, June the 28th through July the 4th. Book it now, though, because it is a popular
campground, and tickets will, there aren't tickets, but they will eventually sell out of sites. So we've been talking about surviving this nightmarish hellscape that we found ourselves in. And Conan, I know you hate it. Everything that I eat comes pre-cooked from someone else.
I don't hate it. Well, no, I hate it for myself. You could do whatever the hell you want.
Okay, fair point.
But I think
I know
that
the idea bothers you.
I don't like to fool around with what I consider man-made substances, and I don't like putting them in my body. You know, talk about
how's that wine, man-made wine over there?
It's, no, what I mean man manipulated as in and substances that you really don't want in your body. Say, for example, metal.
Sure. And in my defense, I do prefer to eat from. I don't eat from McDonald's
and or
Burger King or
and or fake sugar.
Yeah.
That might actually be harming my body more than actually preventing me from. You know, those extra calories that I think are actually, that people think are hurting them, but it might actually be something else completely. Like, it's that fake nonsense that you're ingesting is actually causing more harm. So I feel the same way about I feel the same way about Big Pharma and all of the nonsense that is shoved down our throats, literally, to keep us alive longer. And in actuality, it's making a lot of people sick. And I think there are other ways. And the same thing. And by the way, this also is for drug use. I don't like anything that was made in a lab. If it grows out in the woods, I'm all about it.
I prefer things that weren't made in labs, but those aren't always available.
Yeah.
But you do grow stuff, and that's not, you know, shrooms or nothing like that. You grow actual food, and
shrooms are food.
They are indeed. They are food for the soul.
Oh, yes.
And I think you're growing me some hot peppers of some description.
I'm growing anyone who wants to partake.
Okay, fair point.
I think that I've opened up a can, and I think it's going to whoop all our asses.
I think it probably is, because the reapers I ate are tried.
I think I'm going to have more reapers than I know what to do with. And
there might be a
bucket out on the highway full of reapers, free reapers, with a waiver of permission sitting next to it that you have to sign if you're going to take any. By the way, peppers don't actually, the way that it works, the chemical reaction, they don't actually burn you. It's just your body's
reaction. They irritate
reaction.
The hell out of you, yeah. So for those who aren't aware, it is available on the same YouTube channel that you can watch Free Talk Live on right now, where I did the one chip, the Pocky one chip challenge, and it was really mild and disappointing. And I expected it to be because, I mean, I eat something that we call murder sauce that's made out of Scotch bonnet. So I expected, you know, if you see these normal people reacting badly to the one chip, it's probably bad, but not as bad as they make it out to be. So I, you know, bought some Carolina Reapers to chase it with and did get through two of them before I was out on my front porch gargling milk and spitting it out.
Yes.
So that was fun.
Well, I always do, you know, all the way up to habanero, which is, I think, 50,000 Scoville, yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood. I've never really gone any higher than that. And I know that you're a hot fan. You're a heat fan.
Ghost peppers are usually about the extent of how hot I want to get. I mean, those are the hottest naturally occurring pepper. After that, it's just men making things specifically to cause pain, and they're very good at it.
Correct. One of the big specialists out there is a guy named Ed Curry. He's, yes, the one who developed the Carolina Reaper.
And the new Pepper X.
And now he's got the Pepper X. And, of course, and he has hundreds of strains that he's working on. And you can't just send out a hybrid plant and expect it to reproduce true. So it takes like 10 generations before you can actually have a stable plant and actually know that you have what you have. So it's a long process.
So you are growing ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers?
I got ghost peppers early in the season because I knew that you would want to partake.
Oh, yes. I will eat a bunch of those.
And then we got to talking, and it was decided that, no, you know what? If we're going to go out,
That sounds like me.
Let's do this. So I got some Reapers, and they're about 3 weeks behind my ghost peppers, which by the way are beautiful. It is just a beautiful plant. I just took them out today to get the, you know, to finally introduce them to the elements, because in 3 weeks. It's going to be time to put them in the ground, if I choose to do so. I might actually keep some in pots just for fun, especially if we're overwintering, so I just have them, you know, forever and ever, or as long as I could keep them alive. But, yeah.
So you have a bit of a green thumb.
I try, and I am successful to a certain degree. Last year, I was able to harvest enough food to keep me, a single person, alive for the whole season until a new season had begun, and I was able to start harvesting.
So you got a story about 10 survival foods.
Now, one thing that is very important to me is self-sufficiency.
Right.
I want to know that I'm going to be safe at the end of the day if anything bad happens. So one thing would be to make sure not only that I have, you know, currency or something for purchasing, like cryptocurrency, which you should invest in, but I also want to make sure that maybe that doesn't even work. Maybe we lose maybe we lose all electricity and we can't even, and that's not even an option anymore. So maybe I want to make sure that I have food to eat and or to barter with other people for things that I need.
Sure.
So number one is self-sufficiency. Number two is I, Conan, hate middlemen.
Yes.
Because as I see it, the most 2/3 of anything you buy, this is pretty much for everything out there. 2/3 of whatever you purchase is going to the middleman. It's the labor. When you build a house, 2/3 of that is going to the builders themselves. Wouldn't it be nice if you could do it yourself? Wouldn't it be nice if you could change your own damn oil and save a whole lot of money throughout for the lifespan of your vehicle? So I like to figure these things out because I like saving money. I'm a frugalist.
Right, nothing wrong with that.
So, all right, so Conan, if I'm going to start putting stuff in the ground so that I could keep myself alive for the next year, what the hell should I be growing? There are things that you should be growing, and there are things that are fun to do, like Carolina Reapers, but not necessary to your survival.
I imagine tomatoes would also fall into that classification.
Especially if you're in New England.
Yeah, good point. 603-283-6160, this is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything you want. With you in the studio tonight is Aria and Kona. And I got to tell you, in the event of one of these zombie apocalypse or one of these...
It's happening right now.
Whatever sort of scenario is going to lead to the total collapse of society, I will be relying very much on my resources, such as, you know, gold and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and my ability to...
To trade gold.
To think.
Yes.
And to devise plans and ways for people to stay alive.
Having a good head on your shoulders could be very, very important when it comes to picking yourself out of the ditch and surviving all of this.
Yes.
Unless...
Because I'm going to have to work with people like you. I'm going to have to convince you that I have skills that will help you. Because I'm not going to have a damn thing grown for me to eat.
You're going to be working on the farm. You're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have dirt on your fingernails. Are you going to be all right with that?
No, I will be the one who invents a better irrigation system that reduces the amount of work you have to do.
But here's the thing, and I keep telling, especially the preppers out there, the preppers who have all the seeds... They're ready to go. No. When the collapse happens, look at all these. I have 100 different seeds here, different types, different plants that I can just start my garden. I'm like, that's not how it works.
No, the soil has to be ready for that.
You have to build the infrastructure. And it's kind of the same thing with, you know, you can't wait to learn a skill when you need to use that skill, unless it's something that it's a process. You know, the best way to learn something is to actually do it.
I find that to always be the
case. And it's really helpful to have the YouTube Academy out there that will walk you through, say, changing a part on your car that you've never worked on before. But what if you don't have that? What if YouTube's not even up anymore? And you've never...
This is why thinking is such an important skill, because there just about isn't any problem out there that a thinking person can't rationalize and troubleshoot their way through.
Yeah, but knowledge is also important.
Knowledge cuts down on the diagnostics.
It's always good to be able to learn, but there's a long process where you can actually where that knowledge is worthwhile to you. And if you have to at the spur of the moment figure something out, you might not have that time. And that is huge in when it comes to gardening. I have been digging for 8 years now, and I'm still digging. It is such a large. I just added 480 square foot. By the way, on my neighbor's property. That's nice. Because basically I've run out of room myself.
Obviously, your neighbor was cool with this.
Absolutely, he's all about it. He wants me to do more gardening up near the house. He wants me to cut some of his trees down and garden where those trees are, which is not happening. Maybe they're old, so maybe I'll help them out. I'll take those trees down, you know, free of charge. They feed me all the time, so it's good. But no, you can't wait until it actually happens to start figuring these things out. You need to start doing it now. And don't start huge. Just start with a 10 by 10 plot. Start with a raised bed or something easy, and start with just, you know, one or two items. Some people go overboard when it comes to gardening, and they have horrible results because they had too much on their plate, and they have a bunch of casualties, or just things don't turn out because they didn't work in enough compost because they spread it too thin, or they didn't add fertilizer, or they planted too early or too late or whatever. And there's a lot to this. There's a lot of science involved, and there's a lot of gathering knowledge year after year until you finally get to the point where I am now, where I don't even buy seed online anymore. I bought some seeds, you know, Carolina Reapers and all, but I very fully intend to save those seeds so I have Reapers next year. Now, there's a lot to that.
Ooh, don't let Monsanto know.
But there's a lot to that. You can't just keep the seed. You have to ensure that the 12 other types of peppers you have grown in the yard as well don't intermingle and mix, and you come up with some hybrid the next year, some untrue hybrid that is not what you wanted. So there's a process, and you wouldn't know unless it happened to you, where you actually created a hybrid seed and it grew into something that you didn't even recognize. All right, well, what breeds with what? Can I grow a cabbage next to a turnip? Is that going to work, or are they going to intermingle? And so now you have to figure out, you know, what species that brassica actually is, and to determine whether it's safe or not. Or you have to cover it with some kind of a wrap to prevent, you know, the bees, the pollinators, from getting in there and messing your seed saving up. There's a lot to it, and that's just seed saving. So, Conan.
Like I said, my role in the end times will be to think and help people solve their problems.
All right, well, I'll gladly accept your gold.
Awesome.
All right, Conan, what should I grow in my 10 by 10 bed that I'm going to start this year? I want to do something that is worthwhile and that will set me, you know, get me started. Everyone wants to do peppers and tomatoes. That is
why. Why pepper?
That's the go-to. That's just their first.
But tomatoes don't keep, and peppers aren't a meal.
I'm saying this is what people want to do. I'm not saying this is what you should do.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I just don't understand why people would want to do it.
Because tomatoes are delicious.
They are. But if your goal here isn't just to garden, but to prepare for the zombie apocalypse, tomatoes aren't going to last you very long in a zombie apocalypse.
Well, here I have a list of 10 plants that you should grow. To prepare for the zombie apocalypse. Once you get those set up, now you can have
your tomatoes. Yes.
Now you can start introducing the fun stuff, like the Reapers.
So how many of these 10 things do you have growing? All 10?
Almost all of them, except some southern. So this is we're gonna cover southern and say New England style zone.
Okay.
Which is what some plants are just going to, you're just going to have a hard time. And the first two are going to be, they're basically polar opposites of each other. Number one, no surprise to probably anybody, potatoes. Welcome. Hey, Irish people. You know, it was like your number one food staple for so many years. And look what happened when, they lost their taters. Because there's more to that. There is a little bit of myth going on there, but losing that potato blight.
Well, it makes sense.
Really,
potatoes
really
are filling, and they're full of nutrients and stuff.
And they store very well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They do.
Potatoes are probably the ultimate survival crop. They tolerate poor soil, bear abundantly, handle a variety of climates, and are packed with calories. Space-wise, they beat the living daylights out of grains, plus they store it for a very long time. In some climates, you can plant potatoes in spring and fall and get a double harvest. If you pick purple varieties, they are high in anthocyanins, though the yield I've had from them is much lower than their white cousins. So basically, I've done both. I grew potatoes in the fall, and I'm still putting them in the ground as we speak, and they're going to develop at different times. The polar opposite of that, if you say are in Georgia, is the sweet potato, which is not actually related to the potato. It's actually...
Really?
No, it's not. It's a South American kind of a... It's a tuber. Sweet potatoes are healthier than white potatoes and provide an additional benefit. The leaves are a green vegetable with a decent-sized patch of sweet potatoes you can feed your family, plus get plenty of nutrition. Nothing says it's all well with the world like a big pile of sweet potatoes. Now,
That's surprising to hear.
When I was in Tennessee, I grew lots of sweet potatoes. And it was very, very, very productive plant to grow. I can't get them to do very well here at all in Zone 5B. But in Tennessee, below the midline there, they grow wonderfully. And they also create very, very nice ground cover. What I like to do is I like to actually space them between my tall upright plants, like my peppers or tomatoes or whatnot. I would grow the sweet potatoes in between them, and they would create this very lush, beautiful ground cover that would prevent, you know, weeds from popping up. Very, very smart idea. It's such a beautiful plant. I mean, I would grow them out in front of the house just as a ground cover. All right, they don't store as well. They do store very well, but they're not
potato level of storage.
They're not potato level of storage, but compared to other...
I'm still surprised that they're not a potato.
They're not a potato is a nightshade, I believe. No, a tomato is a nightshade. A potato is a... Why aren't they related? Anyways, sweet potatoes come from South America. All right, number three on the list. And I'm iffy on this one. I don't know that this is actually necessary. Number three, kale. And everyone loves kale, right?
I've never even had kale. I don't particularly want it. I've never heard anything good about it.
I think it's blown out of proportion, especially among the healthies out there, the health nuts making their stupid kale smoothies and whatnot. I think it's been blown overboard. I eat it. I grow it every year.
Sure.
But I don't know that it was actually going to be on my list of necessary products to grow. It's a beautiful plant.
What do you think about kale? Would you grow it to survive? 603-283-6160.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.